We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're going back to the footnote in the beginning of the 8th chapter, page Shin Chaf Hei, in the Zelgman edition. We're going back to that. Mekom kom tzich sheyedah adam shemash matin mekam amrei chazal sheadam tzich lasok migmilut chasadim. One has to know that we find often our sages are stressing how every person has to deal in acts of kindness. And oitzev zeh kol zman shelo asak migmilut chasadim mamash leitiv lo gam begufo. Even though the Chafetz Chaim had said there are three ways to do chesed in our mind, in our action, in our speech, he says you have to know that whenever Chazal stress chesed, they are stressing the chesed we do with our physical body. You see, the Talmud says in Tractate Rosh Hashanah, "Bai v'rav tavel mid beit elikatu." We have a scary Gemara in Tractate Rosh Hashanah. Abaye and Rava, they were both Kohanim, descendants of Eli. And Eli had a decree on his family. God said everyone in Eli's family would die young. The Talmud says Abaye and Rava are his descendants. Rava dasak b'tora chayal bein shenin. Rava learned Torah. He lived 40 years. Abaye dasak b'tora v'gmilut chasadin chay shitin shenin. Abaye, who did both Torah and a tremendous, exceptional amount of acts of kindness, he lived 60 years. V'rava lo limet Torah l'acherim. So wait a second, we just said that one type of kindness is when you teach Torah. Rava was teaching Torah all the time. He was chief rabbi, of course he taught a lot of Torah. So didn't he also do a lot of kindness? He says, you know, ordinarily we say if you're learning Torah, don't stop your Torah to do kindness unless no one else can do it. So if this was acts of kindness that no one else could do, why wasn't Rava doing them? And if other people could do them, why was Abaye stopping his learning to do them? What are we talking about here? Either way, what's the claim here? Again, we stop our learning to do kindness that cannot be done by someone else. Otherwise, you don't have to stop your learning. If you don't say that, then we should all stop and go help all the old ladies across the street. There are a bunch of mitzvahs that could be done now. We say, no, I'm learning Torah. Unless there's a mitzvah that no one else can do but me, it's not going to happen if I don't do it. So then I stop my learning. So what's the Gemara talking about when it says Abaye did many more acts of kindness than Rava? Which types of acts of kindness? If they were acts of kindness that no one would do other than them, then Rava should have stopped his learning too. If they were acts of kindness that other people would have done, then why did Abaye stop his learning? The Talmud in Tractate Mori Katan tells us that rule, that mitzvah shefshah sotadechim en mevatnin Torah. You don't annul your learning for a mitzvah that can be done by others. Maybe Abaye developed a reputation for kindness, and because he developed a reputation, so he was a source of kindness that kept growing through him. And Rava was thinking, if it didn't come to me, I don't have to go out and deal with it. I'm learning here. No one came to me with this issue. Rava says, I can't lose from my learning. By the way, Abaye and Rava, the halacha is like Rava almost always. On the one hand, Abaye lived to 60. On the other hand, Rava was the greater powerhouse in halacha. Nonetheless, as the Chafetz Chaim, you see that because Abaye did more kindness, he outlived Rava by another 50%. He lived till 60. The Gemara is telling us that in heavens, they agreed with Abaye. And the Chafetz Chaim is saying something now, which my Rabbein used to tell me. Very often, I was learning, and a guy from the high school would come and say, I want to talk to you. And I was thinking, if I'm going to go talk to him, I'm not going to get any learning done. And my Rebbeim said, if he wants to talk to you, obviously he doesn't feel he could talk to someone else. You have to stop your learning and help him out. And I said, you know, what's going to be with my own learning? If I always stop to help people, when am I ever going to learn? And they said, you learn. It's not that you're not learning. It's that you lose a certain percentage of your day to helping other people. That's what Chazal wanted, that if people ask you for help, you stop your learning and you help them. That's what everyone does. And then I told one of my Rebbeim, I was super frustrated because I felt like I'm never going to grow in Torah. And he said to me what the Chafetz Chaim just said here. He said, how do you know how much you're going to live? Maybe in heaven they decreed you'd live, let's say, 80 years. And if you take out all this time to help other people, so let's say you're going to lose 10 years of your Torah, so then they'll let you live till 90. You don't know what the plan is up there. They gave us a system to work with. The system says you learn, and when people need your help, you stop your learning and you go help them. If obviously, if it's necessary. So you're doing that. Ah, you'll say, but I could accomplish more. Who said you can accomplish more? That's what Chafetz Chaim is saying here. So you want to finish the Shas 500 times, not only 3 times. So you want to have an understanding in the Shas that you could give halachic ruling in all areas of Shas, that you remember all the halachot. You want to be able to serve Am Yisrael on a greater level in Torah. So Chafetz Chaim says, why was Abaye granted all these years? We can say it could be that all those years, 20 years, he was given an added 20 years to his life because he dedicated the equivalent, that amount of time, 20 years worth of time to helping other people. So they said, okay, we'll let you catch up. You didn't lose any Torah. We'll let you catch up all those years. We'll give you back so you could learn more Torah. It's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim says it because it was well known. The Chafetz Chaim did a lot of chesed. And the Chafetz Chaim actually lived a very old age. He died in his 90s, which back in those days was extraordinary. We could also say that being that God had declared on that family, the house of Eli, there will be no elder in your family forever, God decrees on Eli. And the vow was, I will not accept the sacrifice to atone for your sin, God tells the house of Eli. And our sages point out, our sages say, God was giving Eli hope. He was saying, I will not accept atonement through a sacrifice. In other words, you have to use a different venue, namely, learn Torah and do acts of kindness. And we know that at 60, a person starts getting the title Zakin. So maybe that's why they gave Abaye that extra longevity to reach the age of 60 to show that he had broken out of the curse. Alken osifu ad 60, that's why they gave him longevity, a promotion till the age of 60. So those are the two interpretations the Chafetz Chaim gives us here.